White, Loma Linda, California, April 26, 1910. My son, Willie C. White. I will give you a little of my recent experience. Brother Andros informed me that the brethren had consulted together and decided to hire a hall in Los Angeles where I could speak to the people who would consider it a privilege to hear me, for it would not be possible for them to crowd into the small meeting house. So they decided to hire a hall, paying $6 or $8 for it. I consented to go, but when the time came, I was so afflicted that I deemed it presumption to leave Loma Linda. On Friday, when it was uncertain whether, even if I should make the journey, I should be unable to speak, the word was sent to Elder Andros. He was much disappointed, for the hall had been hired with the understanding that I would speak. I said to Sarah, "Send word that if it is at all reasonable, I will come." On Friday morning, I went to Los Angeles. We were met at the station by Elder Andros and a brother Hemphill, who took us to Glendale in his automobile. The next morning, he called for us and took us to the hall. We found a crowd already gathered. The hall was filled, and in the room below and on the stairs were 200 people who could not find room. Elder Andros was quick to determine what must be done. He asked those present if they would be willing to pay for a larger hall, so that all who had come might have a chance to hear. The people manifested their willingness to do this, and arrangements were made to secure the Simpson Auditorium. So the large crowd of people flocked to that hall, which was a few blocks away. The change was made with as little confusion as possible, for it was the Sabbath day, and we felt that the emergency which made a change from the smaller hall to the larger one necessary made an impression upon the people of Los Angeles City. Soon all were comfortably seated, the first floor and the gallery both being filled. There were about 1,500 persons present. A collection was taken up to pay for both the halls, and this amounted to a little more than $100. The hall rent was about $45, so the expense on both halls was paid, and there was some means left over. There was no confusion in the halls or in making the transfer. It took us some time to make the move, but all were accommodated and all could hear. We felt that the whole circumstance was in our favor. The large number in the streets waiting for the securing of a larger hall made its impression upon minds. We felt that more meetings should be held in the largest halls we can secure. The Lord gave me voice and clearness of mind as I spoke from the 4th chapter of Deuteronomy with portions from the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters. The congregation was very attentive. I spoke a little more than an hour, and all listened with the greatest respect. The Lord gave me the freedom of His Holy Spirit, and many in the audience were deeply affected. I have been instructed that our cities have been neglected, which is not pleasing to the Lord. This representation in the city of Los Angeles should make its impression upon our own people. The eagerness to hear on the part of these people shows us that we need to make preparation so that all may have an opportunity to hear the present truth. Let us do our best in the future to give the people this opportunity. This they need, and it is something they should have. The work did go forward in this line when Elder Simpson labored in Los Angeles. Thousands heard the word of the Lord. Camp meetings of deep interest were held, and many souls were converted to the truth. While these meetings were held, ministers and their wives, with other workers, united in the effort. The work was carried forward in an intelligent manner. Cooking schools were held to educate the people how to prepare simple, healthful food. The expense connected with the work was one reason why these activities were to some extent given up. It has been presented to me for years that a large work is to be done in our cities. The Lord calls for men of humble, sanctified hearts and women consecrated to God's service to labor in every way possible for the salvation of souls. In every village, in every town, in every city, in the highways and the hedges, is this last note of warning to be given to prepare a people to stand faithful to the obligations resting upon them. Under the labors of Elder Simpson and his fellow workers, our people met with success. The Lord would have this work revived and the people in our cities warned.
When the camp meetings are in session, we must bear in mind that every converted man and woman should work as Christ worked. Doctrines should be investigated, and there should be a work of preparation done among our own people. There have been strange hindrances brought in by men and women who need to be converted daily. Let the meetings be carried on earnestly, and do not leave the work half completed. It may be that by the faithful effort of some individual, light will be brought to the sinful and unbelieving. Through his faithful children, God will impart rich blessings to all who will receive them. Through the reception of truth and the exercise of faith in him, the Heavenly Father will impart his rich grace, bringing salvation to his people and giving them light in unexpected ways to give to the world. The Lord would have his light to shine upon all the world. Many of our people place their light under a bushel, and corrupt practices are the result. Christ would have every soul take his light from under the bushel and let it shine forth to the world. And the Lord Jesus purposes to give to many now in darkness opportunity to diffuse the light of truth. They are to become acquainted with him through his church. His people, he declares, are to be the means of restoring in their fellow men the moral image of God. When I bade goodbye to the brother who had taken us in his automobile many miles to and from the meetings, I said to him, "For your kindness to me, I would like to present you with some of my books." He replied, "Oh, if you only knew what a blessing is coming to me in doing this for you." Through association with God's people and his work, the image of God is being restored to me. I thank the Lord that I did not yield to the temptation that I was too sick to speak in Los Angeles. A blessing has reached many souls through this effort, and I thank the Lord.